There is a specific kind of quiet that settles in after a book launch that didn't land the way that you hoped. You wrote the book, you told people about it, you counted down the days, and when the moment finally came, the response was not what you had imagined. Maybe it was close to nothing. Maybe it was better than nothing, but nowhere near what you needed it to be. Maybe you sold a handful of copies, mostly to people who already loved you, and then the momentum stopped almost as quickly as it started. And now there's that quiet. What does this mean? What do I do now? Feeling sitting heavy on your chest. I want to talk to the authors who are experiencing just that. Even though this isn't specifically for authors who are preparing for a launch, there's plenty in here for you too. But this is specifically for the author who actually already launched, who is sitting on the other side of that moment, trying to figure out what comes next. I'm Jen Hansen-DePaula, and I've spent nearly 20 years helping authors build marketing that actually sells books. And in nearly two decades of this work, I have had more conversations about disappointing book launches than I can count. Authors who poured everything into a book and felt the sting of not getting the response that they expected. Authors who quietly started to wonder if the problem was the book itself. Here is the most important thing I can tell you. A book launch that didn't perform is almost always a marketing problem, and a marketing problem is entirely fixable. So let's start by looking at what actually happened, because there are three specific reasons most book launches underperform. And once we diagnose which one you're dealing with, you'll know how to fix the problem. The first marketing issue is that your audience wasn't built before the launch. Your book came out before readers knew you or your book existed. This is the single most common reason launches fall flat. And it happens not because authors are careless, but because no one ever told them that building an audience is a pre-launch job, not a post-launch one. If you launched your book and your social media following was brand new, or if your email list wasn't set up yet, or if the majority of your early sales came from people who personally know you, this is probably your diagnosis. The book didn't fail to connect. It simply didn't have enough people to connect to yet. The second marketing issue is that the messaging wasn't specific enough. The marketing was there. You shared posts and announcements and a launch week push, but the content was aimed at reaching everyone. But because your posts were so broad and general, it reached almost no one. If you share content like, "Anyone who loves a good story will love this book," it tells a potential reader almost nothing. But content like, "If you love to read romance where the slow burn is intense and there's always a happily ever after, this book is for you," that tells them exactly how it will feel. Specificity is not limiting. It's the thing that makes someone feel like this book was written specifically for them. The third marketing issue is that there was no conversion strategy behind your content. You were posting, updates went out, but none of it was designed with the specific intention of moving someone from being aware of your book to being interested and then ready to buy. Most book launch marketing is an announcement. It's like, the book is out. Here's the link. Announcement marketing does not sell books. Reader-focused conversion content does. Now, I want to tell you about one of my clients. I'll call her Lauren. Lauren had spent 2 years writing her nonfiction book. She had a small but very engaged social media following. She had done a launch week with posts and newsletter announcements, and she had told everyone she knew about this book. In her first full month, she sold about 14 copies, not counting purchases from close family and friends. She came to me 3 months after the launch. She had almost talked herself into believing that the book was the issue and was actually considering taking the book down and starting again. She was worried it wasn't interesting enough, that it wasn't written well, that it wasn't marketable enough. She had pretty much stopped promoting it entirely. But when I looked at what she had built, the book was not the problem, not even close. Her messaging was speaking to a general audience when her book was perfect for a very specific reader. Her social media content was informational, but none of it was designed to convert. and her email list of 280 people had received exactly 2 emails since launch day. So we rebuilt her foundation. We identified her ideal reader clearly and rewrote her messaging around that specific person. We added converting content to her weekly posts, and we sent a re-engagement email to her list. By month 4, Lauren was selling 67 copies a month. Same book, same platform size, completely different results. Here are the 4 things that made that happen, and they are the same 4 things available to any author on the other side of a launch that underperformed. The first is to stop treating your book like it has an expiration date. This might be the most important mindset shift this entire episode. Books are not milk. They don't spoil. The author with the most sustained book sales are almost never the ones who had a perfect launch. They are the ones who kept showing up for their book long after the launch window closed. The launch was a beginning, not the entire story. The second is to go back and build your foundation. This means getting specific about who your ideal reader actually is and rewriting your marketing to speak directly to that person. Not everyone who likes books, but the specific person your book is for. Everything else you build sits on top of that clarity. The third is to activate your email list, even if it is small and even if you've been quiet. A re-engagement email is one of the best things that you can do. It doesn't have to be complicated. It just has to be honest. Tell them you're back. Tell them what you've been working on. Tell them what your book is about and why it's exactly what they've been looking for. Lauren's re-engagement email went to 280 people who had not heard from her in months. It still generated 19 book sales. The fourth is to shift your content from broadcasting to connecting. Stop creating posts that announce and start creating posts that make your ideal reader feel seen. The content that says something like, "If you've ever felt this, you are exactly who I wrote this book for," will always outperform the content that only says, "My book is available now," every single time. Here's something that I want to leave you with. Every month your book is out without a functioning marketing system is a month where readers who would love your book, who would recommend it, who would feel seen by it, can't find it. That is not an abstract cost. That is actual people missing a book that was written for them because the path between them and that book hasn't been built yet. The window is not closed, but it's not infinite either. And the recovery that takes 3 months now will take 6 months if you start 6 months from now. And if that feels impossible or overwhelming, let me assure you, you do not have to do this alone. If you want to rebuild your complete marketing system with someone alongside you, from your messaging and ideal reader profile, to your content strategy, to your email funnel, to the research that tells you exactly what your readers are looking for, that is exactly what my next level marketing sessions are designed to do. It's the most comprehensive of my Done With You services, and it is built specifically for the author who needs the whole system rebuilt, not just one piece of it. The link is in this episode's description. If your main gap is social media and content strategy, my Social Growth Sessions is a focused version of that work that will help you turn your content around and connect with your ideal readers. The link to the Social Growth Sessions is in the description as well. And if you want more of a DIY approach to build the system yourself with a complete framework, templates, and step-by-step guidance, my 90-day book sales system is the right place to start. And if your book launch is still months away, but you want to get started building your audience and avoid that launch that underperforms, my new author marketing playbook is exactly what you're looking for. And if you want to begin for free, my book marketing blueprint takes about 15 minutes and will show you exactly which pieces of your foundation are missing right now. All of these links are in the description. Your book launch was one moment, but your book's life is much longer than that. I'll see you next week.